All right, so we're holding Be'ez Hashem Klal Vav Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and Chavetz Chaim said that the Isser of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara is not only an Isser of believing Lashon Hara, but even an Isser to listen to somebody saying Lashon Hara. So he says, it shouldn't be a wonder. How could we do what we have to do? Since you've made a fence and you've said that you're not even allowed to listen to somebody who's saying something negative about someone else, but maybe the information he has is relevant to me for my business. So how does a person do it? As soon as he starts saying something negative, I have to stop him. So if a person wants to do it correctly, this is what he has to do. If somebody comes and wants to say something negative about someone else, you see from the glee in his eye that he's going to say something negative. So that which you want to tell me, is that relevant to me in the future? Or is it something that I could help out? That if I give Musar, I could help out? If you say that, if the person will say, yes, it's relevant, or you could do something about it, then he's allowed to listen. But even if he listens, he's not allowed to believe that which is negative being said. Rak lochush achis baradover. He could be chayshish. Maybe there's some truth to it. This person is saying something negative. Maybe there's some truth. Let me see what I can do about it. But if he understands from his answer that he's talking about somebody I have no connection with, he's just trying to mouth off on someone. Or if he's here, he sees, he just wants to really, he's upset with somebody, and he wants to just say about it what a terrible guy he is. And he's saying such negative things because he hates him. Also, I feel lishmaya, that's the case where it's forbidden even to listen. Then the Chavetz Chaim in the Aga says in the bottom of the MS, Nuchalir Zebuchush. You can tell. Even if a person is not planning to believe it, he's assisting the one who's doing something wrong. If he sees that he got away with telling this good Lashon Hara, so he sees that this guy is a good ear, so I'll just continue saying Lashon Hara. But it wouldn't be so if he would have responded the first time. I don't want to hear about something I didn't see it myself. Or at least, even if he doesn't have the guts to say that I don't want to hear about it, upset face, see, he would now prevent the person in the future. He's not going to talk negative, because he sees that when he tries to say Lashon Hara, he himself becomes embarrassed. They're going to now look down on him and say, this guy is just a bad guy. So that's one thing. Then he says another halacha. He says in Sif Dalad now. V'lefamim mitzvah l'shmaya ma'ashech v'misapet divik nus al chaveiro. Sometimes, not only are you allowed to, but you should listen to a person who's saying something negative about someone else. K'goin shu m'shayer shayidei sh'miyosei sinyin b'shleimus. If he listens the whole story, yi'ach kach b'koichai laharis l'fnei ha'misapet, he'll have the ability to now to tell the person who's telling him this Lashon Hara, or even if he can't affect him, but he can affect the other people there, that's not really the way the story was. And then, if you hear this guy is bad-mouthing somebody else, and you know the other guy's a good guy, you know that the guy wouldn't be doing just a terrible thing. So if you listen to the whole story, you'll be able to now set him straight. So then it's a mitzvah to listen in order to because there's a tuelus here. There's a tuelus here in listening. There's another example. If somebody's coming to complain about some avla that the guy did, and he sees the way this guy is talking, he sees that he'll be able to calm this guy down, and this way he'll stop him from telling other people. Because maybe the other people Taka will listen and believe it. Now, as he sees that this guy's all upset, but if you listen, you'll be able to calm him down and tell him, listen, don't jump. I don't know if he meant it, and even if he did, he's not just a smart guy, he doesn't need this. So whatever it is, then it would be a mitzvah to listen. So either in a case where you could undo the damage that the person is doing, or in a case where you could calm down the situation. Ach, b'chol ha'eterim shamarnu, b'inyan ha'shmiya. However, even though there's a heter to listen, yizor b'navshe ma'oi, shlo yamin beis ha'shmiya b'heflet. However, nevertheless, l'maisi, you're not allowed to believe that what he's saying is true. Rak lochush l'zebuvat. Only you can say, it's a possibility that this is so, and therefore, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Kedei shlo yilochid gamhu b'reshes, otherwise, he'll also be entrapped in the net of Kabbalah Lashonara. Now, even when there's a heter to listen, or if it's relevant to you, or it's there's a heter to listen, because you can calm the situation down, or you can change the situation. In all those cases, Lamaisi is still not allowed to believe, because this guy is saying Lashonara, and you know it's true, and therefore there's an Easter to believe the Lashonara. But you can be choshesh that there's a possibility that it's true. And as we'll see in the Chofetz Chaim is going to explain to us that it's not really a case that Choshesh means that you have a suffix and maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But it's more like the example we give, which some people are a little too young to know, but the example is like when there was the case of that somebody had tainted some Tylenol and did some cyanide in the Tylenol. So even though there's probably a few billion Tylenol pills out on the market, and it was like maybe 5 or 10 or whatever it was, I don't remember, pills that were thing. So to think that because in Wyoming there was some tainting that there should be a chashash, that in Fresno, California also tainted, is really a little bit, really a stretch, a very, very great stretch to it. But yet, nobody bought Tylenol. So what are the chances of getting it? Infidelity. Is it a halachic suffix that there'll be if you ask, you called up a rabbi and you asked the shah, am I allowed to buy Tylenol? Of course you're allowed to buy Tylenol. But did you buy Tylenol? The answer is you didn't. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim most explains. When we say lachish, means to be chayshish, it doesn't mean lachish means you have to have a suffix, a real question, maybe this guy did it. But really, lachish is only that you can give it a Tylenol case. In other words, listen, I don't have to get involved in business with this guy if that's what we said. I'm not saying it's true, and I don't even know if it's a suffix if it's true. But Lamaisa, I can stay away. Because as we'll see, that even though you're allowed to be lochush, but you're not allowed to take any action. Even though if it's a lochic suffix, why can't I take certain types of action? So that we'll see that you don't have that right to do either. So he says, Va'ata na'azor l'inyoneinu hana. And he says, let's just look at this. A bear ma'im chaim vav. He says that if you're going to be able to show that the person, didn't mean it or whatever, you're going to be able to show that it's not really so, then there's a mitzvah to listen. He says, Pashutu, ki afilu rechilus gufa, imu misalik hanizokin l'hashbis ariv, mutar al bimashin nevar liyel. Look, come on. Look, he'll explain that even when it comes to rechilus, to go snitching back to somebody else, if there's a purpose that that's going to accomplish, that you lessen the machlaikas, it's mutar. So therefore, surely for listening to Lashon Hara, if you're going to be able to accomplish that now, by listening, you'll be able to calm the situation or explain the situation, then you're allowed to listen. Very, very good.